Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Blackberry Smoke has a lot in common with the Braves. Both hail from Atlanta, Georgia, and represent the South worldwide, and both are always in first place. And Blackberry Smoke has done it again with their new record, Be Right Here, which is a Triple Crown winner, debuting at number one on three charts, rock, country, and Americana, all at the same time. We'll play a few songs from the new record, talk about the big revival show coming up April 28th at the Fox Theater here in Atlanta, and of course, we'll honor the late, great Britt Turner with the incomparable Charlie Starr of Blackberry Smoke live here at the Braves Radio Network Studios on the very first 2024 episode of the Braves Country Podcast. Charlie Starr, welcome to Braves Country.
I am so happy to be here with you guys in Braves Country.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Buddy, it is always good to see you, man, and we feel so honored when you take the time to come down here, and I see your guitar over there, which always makes me smile because there's nothing better in the world than live music. That's like the medicine that is better than penicillin. It's better than anything the doctor can give you. Music is medicine. I promise you, I believe that with everything in my soul, and I bet you do too.
I do too, yes. And I love a guitar as much as some people love any other applicable tool in their toolbox.
No doubt about it, man. April 28th is my wife and I's anniversary, so I think it's cool. I would love to talk my wife into going to a concert for our anniversary.
Yeah.
I don't know that she'll fall for it.
It's romantic.
Tug, I think so too.
Tug, I think she'll go. You got the Indigo Girls, Charlie Starr with Benji Shanks.
Oh, gosh.
Hosted by y'all's favorite, Kevin Kenney.
I'm telling you, it is just a great lineup. And
I mean, Charlie's your favorite, but your other favorite.
Well, dude, all of y'all, man, that's the truth. When you grow up in Georgia and you hear names like those, you can't help but have, you're talking about romantic, you know, you have a little heart to. Yeah, because it's people that you have so much love for, so much respect for, and they've written and played music that touches your soul, and y'all have, man. All three have done that, too. And it's funny because, man, my wife's from New York. She didn't grow up on country or Southern rock or Americana, whatever you want to call it. She grew up on Billy Joel and Elton John, which I love, too.
Yeah.
As much as I love that stuff, it doesn't move me like the music of Blackberry Smoke or like the music of Driving and Crying, like the music of the Indigo Girls. That stuff moves me, man.
Me too. If it helps your chances of having a date night with us, we might do an Elton John song.
Well, look at there. That's big time. What would y'all do if you were to? What would you do?
I don't know. We've been known to do Burn Down the Mission.
Yeah.
We've done that before. We've done Tiny Dancer, Country Comforts.
Incredible.
You can't
incredible
do song. Rocket Man because Angie Aparo apparently owns that song.
Oh, that's right. Well,
what?
Speaking of, I just, you know, played with him probably a year ago, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, lots of years, and he's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Got that same crazy good voice. And
yeah, he's amazing. He's like 95 years old, and he sounds like and looks like he's 22.
He can do that whistle note like Mariah Carey. It's ridiculous.
He really is great.
I have a hard time wrapping my head around that sometimes because he was kind enough to come in and he did a couple songs live, and you're just, it's one of those things where you're looking at me like, is this real? This doesn't even seem real. It doesn't seem possible.
He's like some sort of a superhero character.
Yeah. It's actually a really, really good description.
Yeah.
I know this has been a roller coaster year already. Scott mentioned it. New album, Be Right Here, released, and it was number one country Americana in the rock charts at the same time, which is unbelievable. And then rolls around Sunday, March 3rd, when Britt Turner passed away. He lost his hard-fought battle with cancer. They had his name up on the Roxy marquee, and it became the discussion in this building that we're sitting in now, and I can only imagine what it was like for y'all.
Well, it was, gosh, we've been through every emotion in the last week, you know. It's been a hard year anyway. Well, it was, you know, since his surgery and, you know, his return to the stage was a year and a half ago at the Fox Theater. That was, he played a show a month after brain surgery.
It's unbelievable.
I'm not surprised by it myself because I've spent 30 years with the guy. So Scott and I were just laughing just a few minutes ago that his Brit's motto was early is on time is late. And
like a military man.
Well, he was. Yeah, his dad was an Air Force colonel.
God bless him.
So I've come to this feeling in the past couple of days of a little more relief for him because he was suffering, you know, and I didn't want him to suffer. So nobody did. So he's now, I know people always say, it sounds so cliche to say he's in a better place, but he's in a better place.
But it is. But the truth doesn't change.
No.
It may get repeated a whole lot of times, and it's easy for someone who's really cynical to say, oh, yeah, that's what you say.
Yeah.
But the truth doesn't change.
No, it doesn't. And he's nobody would hate being static or stationary more than Britt Turner would have. And I'm thankful now that he passed peacefully and no more suffering.
Amen to that.
I thank God for that. So
amen.
And we resume the tour. You know, we've been touring now all year and even the end of last year and into this year with Kent Auberly on drums, who's a great friend, and we've all known him for years, and he's doing a great job. And he plays with so much respect and passion, you know, and he loved Britt too. And so now, you know, everything that we do, I will say this, I went to see Britt, I saw him the Wednesday before he passed on Sunday, and he was not speaking at that point, and but I told him our record was number one, and his eyes got real big.
I
know he heard that.
I love that, man.
And because he liked to win.
What a
he
great,
did.
Right?
Yeah.
But what a great, I don't know how to say it, but what it is, a great final memory, a final interaction with someone that you've spent so much time with, that meant so much to you, that you've had so much success with. Like, not everybody gets that. And I'll liken it, and I hope it's okay that I do this, but I'll liken it to when my daddy passed. It's almost 5 years ago now, and the last thing I got to do with him is what I've done with him my entire life. We watched the Braves game. We were sitting in.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the hospital. And I can't think of one thing I would rather have done with my daddy than watch the Braves.
Yeah.
Like, the good Lord saw fit that we had wonderful final memories of people that meant so much to us.
I want to add on to that, and Charlie, it's great to have you here, first of all. Like,
it's just great to be here.
And I've been needing to see you because we hadn't seen each other since this happened. And I was trying to get by to see Britt, and he was not having good days, and it was not good days to go. And but so I have a wonderful last memory that's sort of similar to both of these.
That's great.
In fact, this hat is a hat that I had purchased to give to Britt when I went to see him for the final time, because he always wore a Braves hat.
Uh-huh.
He represented all over the world in his Braves hat.
Totally.
And we really all love the Braves together. And so my final memory with him was he invited me at the end of last season to a Braves game, which I'm usually the one inviting folks to Braves games, but he called me up one time, and it was Britt and his wonderful wife Shannon and his beautiful young daughter Lana,
mm-hmm.
and Richard,
mm-hmm.
and both of Richard's sons, Charlie and Jennings, and mm-hmm. Richard's wife. So it was just me and the Turners, and we had a divine moment where
I was there. I was across the field.
Oh yeah, you were there with your son, uh-huh. right?
That's right.
We were all in the stadium together. That's
right.
Amazing. What happened was we all came a little bit early because we wanted to meet up about Jennings' 18th birthday and high five, and I wanted to catch up with Britt because
mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen him since he'd been out there touring while recovering or fighting a brain tumor, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
And God stopped the game for an hour and a half.
He sure did.
Recall, because it was going to be a rain delay, but it never rained.
It just
kind of missed it, and we just all sat there and talked.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about everything you could talk about, and we had a nice, like, hour and a half long family powwow.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect, I don't regret that I couldn't get by.
Yeah.
And we couldn't, it wasn't the right time at the end, but I think it was that way in my part of the whole chess match that's laid out, the plan.
Yeah.
Is because we had already had our nice long goodbye, and it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the Braves went on to win, and we had a great time together. And, it's just beautiful, man. I just couldn't believe that that happened that way. I mean, when do you get a rain delay
right.
in a done rain?
Well,
at the start of the game.
And that was very frustrating, too, because it was extremely sunny, and people were like, I know there was a storm like in the area, and when I say area, within 50 or 60 miles. But mm-hmm. I remember going up to the top of the aisle. We were going to go get some popcorn or something, and there was an usher there, and I was like, what's going on? He goes, apparently there was some lightning seen in the vicinity, but it's not anywhere near here. And we were laughing. We're like, rain delay with no rain.
Yeah, right.
Great. You know what else happened that game? Actually, it wasn't that game. It was the next game I came to. I came to more Braves game last season than I ever have in my life.
Well, they finished like with the best record in Major League Baseball, so you may want to keep that up.
Well, we wound up having these little pockets of days off the road that were perfect. It just timed perfectly, and I think we went to 7 games. And I took my youngest son. The last game that I came to, and I can't remember who they were playing, did get to see Ohtani play, which was
good. Oh, that's over the Angels. Yeah.
He didn't do much.
Actually, it's good when he's here and don't do much.
I think he was 0-3 that day, which is
good.
Great. It was a hot day. I had shorts on. And you know these iPhone covers, they stick to things. Well, we got up to leave, me and my wife and son. We get all the way back to the car, and I couldn't find my wallet. And I'm like, I know I had it because I paid for things. I come all the way back in. People are leaving now because it's the end of the game. I'm the fish that's swimming upstream. People are looking at me like I've lost my mind. And I go back. I get to the gate that we came out of, and the lady looks at me. She's shaking her head as I'm walking up. She's shaking her head no. Like, what are you doing? I said, I can't find my wallet. She's like, oh, my God. I said, yeah. She goes, go on in. So I go in. I go back to my seat. Can't find it. It ain't under the seats. I go up to Lost and Found, which there is one. I didn't even realize there would be, but of course there is. They were like, fill out this form.
Call tomorrow.
I'm like, So nobody obviously turned it in. So I'm like, well, I got to cancel my debit card, and I need to get a new driver's license and all this. And I get back to the car, and the car beside me had moved, and it was on the ground. I had apparently kicked it under that car when we got out of the car.
Oh, okay. I was like, how in the world? Okay.
So obviously I didn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
Or maybe my wife did. I don't know. But worst feeling ever.
Well, things always just seem to work out of the Braves game.
They do.
You know.
Yeah, the Braves saved my wallet. Thank you, Braves.
Yeah, that's right. One of the many things that they've done for us over the years.
Yeah. But before we get into the record and talking about your new album and a few other things, and we're still talking about Britt a little bit here.
Yeah.
I think we'll always be talking about Britt, though. You were about to say something that I think pretty much everything we're going to be doing in the future,
yeah,
especially when it comes to Blackberry Smoke. But for me, just all the time, I can feel the guy. You know, I mean, one thing, you know, he was quite the, the leader, if you will. You know, he's just a leader.
Well, what's that mean, though, for a guy like me that's never been on the road?
Player manager? He's that guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He, from the beginning of the band, like, everybody kind of finds their role when you're in a band. I guess it's probably like a team. Britt's role from the beginning was sort of a manager. I mean, before we ever had a manager, he managed all of our affairs. He booked our gigs. He booked our flights. He would rent. Well, he went and, you know, picked out the van that we bought. He was the business guy, and I was the song guy. And then he was also the merchandise guy. That was sort of went hand in hand with the business, because he's like, here's how we make gas money. Back when we used to play for nothing, you know, he's like, we're going to sell black T-shirts with our name on them. That's how we'll make gas money to get from Opelika, Alabama to New Orleans, Louisiana, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that our fans like black T-shirts that they can wash a bunch. And I was like, I remember one time, I'm jumping ahead, sorry, but
that's
I was
right.
like, I think we should have a brown shirt. He's like, do you?
Let's see how that sells.
And he rented some, and they're our least popular shirts. So he's like, this is my lane.
Exactly. Yeah,
go write songs.
But I love the fact that he was willing to let you try. Let him learn the lesson.
He did, yeah.
It was almost like a father figure.
He was a benevolent leader.
He was, yeah. And he, you know, we would bump heads, he and I, we which you do, you know, when you're
in business,
brothers and in business, and
you can't help it. Yeah.
And but we always, you know, we'd fight and then we'd make up, and then and we always, you know, when I had a new song, I'd send it to him
first.
When he had a new t-shirt design, he'd send it to me. So it was a nice. It was a nice thing that we had. And so Scott knows, he had his seat in the bus.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Y'all always sat at either side of the table on the front lounge of the bus.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody should sit there except if you want
to
move over
there. I went to that seat, and I thought, I don't want anybody else to sit in his seat. No. I'm going to sit here. So,
that's right.
So in my old seat is open, but I want to take care of his seat. So.
Mm-hmm. But I think you get to call who gets to sit in that seat.
And Richard was always back lounge guy because he's 8 feet tall,
right?
And
y'all stowed me back there with Richard.
Right. Well, there was room, but it's I'm gonna miss him terribly, and I already, you know, I do already, but it's a different kind of God. I've never felt like somebody's gonna still be with us more than I do him because his spirit was so powerful. It is so powerful.
Can I tell you something, though? And this is going to go back. And when my dad died, like, I had this, you know, this pit in my stomach, and I just feel every day there's like this little bit of me that's just not with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If it taught me one thing, it taught me that you can have a relationship with someone you can no longer see.
Yeah.
And that has done nothing more than build my faith in Jesus. I mean, I'll just be honest with you, more than anything else, because I now know I can have a relationship with somebody that I can't see, just like I have with Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't see him, but I know I have a relationship with him. I can't see my daddy, but I sure know I have a relationship with him.
That's right.
Well, you know,
that's powerful.
Britt, well, first of all, he had a cross tattooed on his elbow because he always had a relationship with God through Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he really got close to God through Jesus this last couple of years. Everybody got to talk about it with him, and that's how I know he's definitely in the ultimate better place.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
But like I've said, we're all going to ride with him forever one day.
Shoot, that's right, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nothing but salutes across the board.
And I do want to ask folks out there listening, I know you've been praying for Britt Turner this entire time, but now we want to ask you to turn your prayer to support Shannon and Lana Turner.
Yeah.
They really need you now, and they're going to need you in the months and years from now when you, it's kind of, maybe it's worn off for you. But every time you listen to a Blackberry Smoke record that has Britt Turner bashing away on there, if you would, say a prayer for Shannon and Lana Turner. They lost their leader more than any of us, in
That's
a way.
Right.
And if you want to really help them out, too, you could donate at factrelief.org. Factrelief.org. Or you go to the Blackberry Smoke socials and find it that way. But factrelief.org is an organization based here in Atlanta that had been helping Britt out, I think, with some of his expenses with medical bills, but now they're turning to Shannon and Lana because no matter how successful y'all and Britt have been, you cannot replace a man like that to provide for those two. So we're all going to rally as a family, and everybody listening out there, you're part of that.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And look, that's, you know, this is, it's been a little heavy, but I think heavy is good sometimes. It brings attention to the places that are usually the most difficult to talk about. And we're going to talk about music here in just a second. But glad that you're willing to sit with us and talk about someone that was so special to so many people here on the Braves Country podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. So
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there is... It's healthy to talk about it. It's good to get this stuff out. And a lot of people bottle it up and don't, and that's the worst way you could do it. So now let's talk about music, because that's what we all love. And I would imagine, and I obviously don't know Britt like y'all did, only met him maybe one time.
Talked to him on the phone.
If you want to go back and listen
to an episode of the Braves Country Podcast, you can hear what he's all about on
there. But I mean, like physically meet him, shake his hand. I think it was backstage at what was then Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Y'all played out there, and it's been several years back. But as we sit here and record today, two Atlanta Hall of Famers are celebrating a birthday, and two of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah.
That would be Dale Murphy, who belongs in the dang Hall of Fame.
That's right.
And anybody that disagrees with that just is flat out wrong.
I don't like you.
That's right. Seriously. we no longer enjoy your company.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Kenney of Driving and Crying, they have the same birthday.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't
realize. Two Atlanta, Georgia Hall of Famers right
Buddy,
there.
Buddy, solid as a rock.
Yeah.
So that's a good day to have Charlie in, because I think of the if the three of us get together, I think you got the top three Dale Murphy and Kevin Kenney fans in the world.
There you go. Yeah.
So. Some of my favorite people for sure. And I know y'all did real cool guitar picks because he's your favorite player too.
Uh-huh.
Has there ever been a connection with Dale? Have you ever been able to meet him? Have you ever been able to talk to him on
the
phone?
I'm working on it for Charlie. I want to have him come in here together.
Well, between the closest I've gotten is Scott and then a friend of ours named Phil. In Tennessee, who got me that signed ball.
Oh, that's cool.
He gave Dale one of those picks, and I was like, oh, don't do that. I don't want to make him mad.
Yeah, no.
But no, he was honored. And,
I'm sure.
Because, you know, the pick has the number three and then
powder blue.
The old school lowercase a on the other side.
Yep. Yeah, which is the one he came up through the organization
that's
with,
right?
I mean, but it was the powder blue that stood out to me because when I was a kid, I don't remember loving those uniforms, but I don't know if wisdom comes with age. I think it may. Looking back, that's my favorite uniform of all time for the Braves.
Did I ever tell you what my dad said when they first shifted to the gray, red, and that motif?
Uh-huh.
Because my dad was, you know, we would come up to Fulton County Stadium, so we were all about the powder blue and the white. And he goes, man, they all look like they work at Taco Bell.
Oh, no.
That's awesome. He's like, I'm having none of this. Yeah. And whoever's idea that it was is terrible, and they should be told that it's terrible.
They went from America's team to a border run.
Dude, it was Charlie choosing a brown T-shirt is what it was.
That's right. It was my fault.
It's all your fault.
Well,
man.
Charlie, we know. Now, first of all, let's just all say right now on Dale Murphy's birthday why he should be in the Hall of Fame. Everybody give a fact. I mean, Dale Murphy should be in the Hall of Fame because why?
Well, we all talked about, you know, if for no other reason that he was a clean player.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, if it's going to go against you that you juiced, if character counts against folks, why would character not count for him and tip him over a little bit?
Yeah.
What else?
Two-time MVP.
And for me, it's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Stats. And who's more famous than Dale Murphy?
That's right.
He carried baseball for, you know, it used to just be the game of the week in the 70s and early 80s. And then you got TBS come along, and now baseball needed to make sense on cable television every day to keep an audience.
Yeah.
And they needed the main character. And who was it? Dale Murphy. And he really carried baseball into the television, the cable television age, you know. And so I think baseball kind of owes him for any deals they got now with TV, man. You know, it's like Dale was the foundation.
And, you know, I remember talking to my friends. We would watch, you know, we had the Superstation, and so we would watch Braves games. And then, and those were lean years, you know, some of those mid-80s years were, as far as the record. And even attendance at Fulton County Stadium would be kind of lean. But then for some reason, we got the WGN on our cheap cable, and so we could watch the Cubs play. And then, and it was like pre-lights.
Yeah.
Always a day game.
Yeah. And I thought, wow, this is like the bizarro Braves, because like Ryan Sandberg and Andre Dawson are like their Dale Murphy.
That's right.
There because they're having some lean times too.
That's exactly right.
They did kind of model it. It seemed like the Cubs. They did go out and get Andre Dawson because they needed that big home run hitting star character, and they didn't have it. I mean, Ryan Sandberg was trying, but God bless him, he couldn't do it like Andre Dawson, the Hawk.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I think Dale Murphy is the most. I mean, he brought everybody together around the South, but really around the nation and the world, around TV baseball. So I think it's a Hall of Fame. He's got he's kind of got the stats, back-to-back MVP, just a great guy, and then character, you know? And so they got to get it together. He's got to go in. You know,
so. I don't expect it'll happen, unfortunately, but I feel like the Football Hall of Fame gets it right.
Yeah.
Where baseball has these weird writers that are just like, oh, you know, it's like they stand with their arms at their hips, and they love being able to say no. Like it's their power trip or something. Where the Football Hall of Fame, the requirement is basically if you were the best at your position at your time in the game, then you get in. Mm-hmm. Like Julio Jones, we talked about this morning. Julio Jones, at some point, he was the best wide receiver in football.
Right.
Is he the greatest wide receiver in football? That's not the question.
Yeah.
And he will likely get in. I bet Matt Ryan gets in because at one point he was the best quarterback. He was the MVP.
Yeah.
He was the best quarterback in his time playing the game. Mm-hmm. I feel like football gets it so much more right than baseball. Baseball still has that little bit of stuffiness that
a little bit
I just
of gatekeeping
don't.
Going
yes,
on
exactly. Yeah. Which does no good to no one that I can tell.
And folks listening, I promise you we're going to get to some music. I promise you. But we can't. We got so much to talk about. So, but before we do that, we do have a gift for you here, Charlie. I always like to give Charlie special gifts. So this, sir, is your new Dale Murphy rookie card, buddy.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, there you go.
That's big time, buddy.
Man.
Well, our friend Brian Jones gave you an autographed Dale Murphy card the other day, and then I know that one fellow, that one fan, got you the baseball, and I didn't know how I could one-up all that, but I thought maybe a rookie card might be.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it very much.
The collection grows.
Do you still have all your baseball cards when you were a kid? Because I collected them. You don't?
I don't.
Did you collect them?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not as, I wasn't as prolific as some of my friends, but I definitely did. They're gone with all my Star Wars figures and all that.
Oh, man.
What's the fortune?
My family moved a lot. I was telling my youngest son the other day, I think I went to 12 different elementary schools.
12 not the entirety of your schooling career, 12 elementary schools.
Yeah, and it was all around the Southeast, all in Alabama and Georgia, but we it was ridiculous. We were like carpetbaggers or something. I don't know what we were doing because, like, we were...
Gypsies, maybe?
Yeah, we were living this gypsy lifestyle.
Right.
That's something I need to talk to my mom about at some point. Like, what were you doing?
Why were you doing that?
I don't. Actually, 12 is not... I exaggerated. I think it was maybe... I'd have to actually sit down and count, but...
A bunch.
In the town where I grew up, I went to 4 different public elementary schools there. I went to Hughley, Shawmut, Langdale, and Fairfax. And that was all just in these little neighborhoods. But then we started jumping around to Christian schools, to different church schools.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, we made the rounds.
Yeah, sound
I guess
like
she
it.
Was looking for the right one.
I reckon so. Goodness gracious. But you know what? Glass half full, man. That makes you who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that all that happened. I mean, and it gives you that rich background of maybe it's people that you met or maybe it's things that you saw. Who knows what it is?
Yeah, but we rented all these different houses, you know, and I guess somewhere along the lines there are my baseball cards and all my G.I. Joes and my Star Wars stuff.
That might have been your Dale Murphy rookie card
that
right
is.
There.
Yeah.
We reloaded. That's a 78 top. Okay, so what we're going
to
do, folks, is we're going to talk about this new great record, Be Right Here, and we've picked out 3 tracks to play. The first one I wanted to play, I just love it because it's something I've heard you say to me and a million and a bunch of people all the time. You just walk up and say, what you know good?
Yeah.
What you know good, Scott?
Good.
Is that a Southernism? Can we claim that?
I think we can.
Because I've never heard anybody outside of the South say that.
I've not either. I wrote that song with Brent Cobb. He's
love
great,
that guy.
Great artist, great friend, great Georgia guy, you know. And we wrote it on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever, you know, a video call. He was outside on his side, and he lives in South Georgia. And we were talking about what we're going to write about, and he said, "I got this little idea, you know, little riff idea." Started playing that, and then he said, "Hold on a second." He said, "My neighbor's just walking across the yard." He said, "Hey, man, what you know good?" And I said, "That's the name of the song
there
right
go.
There." And he laughed, and I said, "I'm serious." And so we proceeded to write "What You Know Good."
Well, let's listen to it right now, and then we'll come back and talk about the song a little bit more and a whole lot more with Charlie Starr right here on the Braves Country Podcast.
Don't bring me no bad news. The only thing that I ask. ask you one time if you could, what you know good. Sometimes life, it strikes me funny. I catch all of my flies with honey. I don't stand on a pile of money to make myself higher than you. I give thanks for the sun and the rain. Hitch my wagon to the gravy train. This old world goes up in flames. The river's gonna flow on through. I don't worry, don't get in a hurry. Ain't no reason to fight if the fish don't bite. Don't bring me no bad news. The only thing that I ask of you, one time if you could, what you know good. You're wasting your time trying to make up my mind when I know just what is right to me. So if you don't mind, I politely decline your invitation to this negativity. If the fish don't bite, don't bring me no bad news. The only thing that I ask of you, one time if you could, what you know good. What you know.
Man, I love that song. What a great line. Don't lean one way or another. I love all my sisters and brothers. I love that.
Oh, thank you very much.
I really do.
Does it start, because you said you had a little riff, does it always start with a music riff versus lyric, or do you ever reverse that and do the lyric first and then have to find some music for it?
It reverses sometimes. Sometimes it's a lyrical idea or even a melody idea, just a little tune you hum. And that one right there, Brent had this little guitar lick, and he's not a real good guitar player. He's like, I can't play it, but I know how I want it to sound. And I said, well, what are you hearing in your head? You know, and he told me, and we started to play it, and then
that's, you have to be almost like a doctor, man, trying to get whatever this magnificent thing that he's hearing out and then recreate it.
It's a you're a divining rod sometimes, because all this stuff's just floating out in the ether, you know. And sometimes you just, Keith Richards said it, he goes, you just reach up and grab your piece of the song.
That's cool, man.
You know, another line that made me laugh is that line about hitch my wagon to the gravy train. Because I remember on the bus, I remember where that came from.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we used to laugh about that with Britt on the bus.
I remember
some
that.
Fan got mad about something. Not even a fan, just a guy at a show.
I'm hitching my wagon to so-and-so.
Yeah, it was like Black Jack Stevens or something like that. He's like, forget y'all, I'm hitching my wagon to Black Jack Stevens, you know. Anyway, great song. Let's hear another one, and then we'll get on with talking some more. Another one that I love is a little bit crazy. It's track 9 on Be Right Here. And you know what, Charlie, you do have to be a little bit crazy, don't you?
You do. That song is about women, or a specific woman, and she's not. She's a composite girl, but this dude in the song is way too old to be getting into the trouble that he's getting in with this younger girlfriend that he has somehow found himself with. I read about this guy.
I'm sure these are just characters,
right?
In your story. Comic books and things,
and where that kind of adventure can lead you.
You know, another thing I love about it is that it starts a cappella with just you and the Black Bettys.
But it sounds almost like a church choir.
Yeah. Well, that was a very spontaneous moment in the studio, and we captured it, and I think it's a cool way to start it.
Heck yeah.
Well, let's hear that one now. Here's A Little Bit Crazy, track 9 on Be Right Here, which you should all be dialing up right now on your iTunes, right here on the Braves Radio Network, Braves Country Podcast with Charlie Starr.
Yeah, you always make it look so easy.
great song, and I hope you'll go and listen to the entire record, talking with Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke. What's coming up, man? Tell me about the tour a little bit. Got two nights at the Ryman Auditorium, the mother church of country music.
Yeah. We start the tour actually coming up this Thursday, or resume the tour in West Des Moines, Iowa. And then we'll play everywhere between California and here.
I'm sure it becomes a blur, too, because Scott's told me about being on the road, and you know where you are, kinda, but you know what the schedule is, but sometimes you might be in West Des Moines or you might be in Indiana.
You might, sure. Yeah, it does start to run together. That's why people, you know, you see the, or like in Spinal Tap, they're, "Hello, Cleveland," and they have a little sticker on the stage that tells where you are. I don't really need, I'm not that out of it. I know where, I can remember usually the day. If I get up and say, "Oh, we're in Scranton today," I know we're in Scranton.
A huge artist like Madonna or Lady Gaga or something that got on stage and yelled the wrong city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's happened recently.
I've done it too. You can get confused.
Yeah.
I actually did it. I wasn't wrong. We were in, there's a line of delineation that separates these football fans, and it was, I forget exactly what city we were in, but these people are actually Iowa Hawkeyes fans, and I thought, well, they shouldn't be. We're not actually in Iowa. We're across the state line, and I can't remember where we were. But I said something about the team that I figured they would support, and it got booed.
Turns
and I was
out.
Like, wait a minute. Nobody told me that you guys kind of jumped the line over here.
Man. You know, that happened to me the other night at, I was kind of the MC. I was doing the merch for Cracker at their Camp-In festival at the 40 Watt. Uh-huh. We all love Cracker.
Love Cracker.
And so David Lowery asked me to be the MC for the whole thing, mainly so he didn't have to, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'd go up and introduce each band, and I was trying to figure out, like, well, who can I be? Why am I up here? Am I just the merch man? So I went up there, and I took the liberty of saying, you know, I'm Scott. I'm with the Braves Country Podcast on the Braves Radio Network, which usually in the Southeast, if I'm introducing, like, Driving and Crying or something, there's a big roar after that. Yeah. But these folks had traveled in from all over the country.
Oh.
So I said that, and it was just like crickets chirping and also booze.
Oh, no.
And I had to explain to them, well, we love baseball, we'll talk to other folks that like other teams.
You're trying to dig your way out of it.
Backpedal a little bit. And then Lowry had to get out there and explain to him, hey, you're down here down south.
You realize.
You don't boo the Braves down here.
You're in the Braves country, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Like, we cheer for different teams on Saturday, but the rest of the week, we're cheering for the Braves.
That's right. Well, I have no sympathy for those Cracker fans who felt like that they couldn't support the Braves.
That's right. Well,
I told them, you're temporarily Braves fans.
That's right.
I've got friend named Brian Baker. He's in the band Bad Religion. He was original member of Minor Threat. So his punk,
love that band
his
too.
Punk cred is in stone.
Yeah, he's legit.
But he turned down REM because he was offered the job as a touring guitar player, and he said no.
What?
And he wound up joining Bad Religion.
Oh, okay.
But he's a big Mets fan, which he's from D.C. Mm. Actually, he's, I think, from Maryland, but I can't understand why. But I'll be seeing him. They're playing here, Social Distortion and Bad Religion. And they have a day off. I think we're all going to come to a game.
Dude, that's awesome.
But I'm not going to sit with him if he wears a Mets cap.
Well, you know he's going to. I mean, you might as well just go ahead and put that down.
That's right.
Set in stone. I mean, especially with how bad the Braves have beat up the Mets in the last several years, and the whole Chipper Jones thing, you know, naming his kid Shay. Uh-huh. I mean, dude, they hate the Braves. Yeah. And maybe right. I'm sure if the roles were reversed, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, I can't stand that guy.
Well. You know, that's like my sister-in-law. She took on loving the Mets up in my brother and her both lived and worked in New York for a long time. They're both from the South. But, and, you know, they came up Braves fans, and they go up there, and she didn't want to like the Yankees, so they wanted to like the Mets, and they went to some games. And I explained to her when she came back down South, you got to leave that at the Mason-Dixon line.
Don't bring that.
And we don't do that down here. Yeah. And so now she wants to come down and bring the kids to a ball game down here. And I told my brother, I said, any game except a Mets game.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be hanging out with anybody wearing Mets paraphernalia and propaganda.
Can't do it. Well, they can sit with Brian Baker.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Now, we know you love baseball, Charlie, and you love movies. So I thought something fun we'd do here is I'd love to know, and I bet you a lot of fans out there would love to know some of your top baseball movies, and maybe give us, I know you're a quote man, you have all the movie quotes.
Yes.
Folks that don't know, there's always a quote at the bottom of Charlie's set list. from a movie, and the game is to try to figure out what it is by the end of the show, like where it came from. So, and I know you put a few baseball quotes on there, and this is a hard question for you, Noah. That's why I'm buying you time.
It is. Well, I can tell you my top three baseball movies.
Okay. Wow, go.
Bull Durham is number one.
Number one.
Field of Dreams is number two. Okay. The Natural is number three.
Wow.
That's I'm sorry, I don't even consider Major League. I'm sorry.
No, that's another category. That's comedy.
That breaks my heart because I love that movie.
I mean, I love to laugh at that movie, and it is kind of a little bit more like it's like whimsy.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But and Bull Durham is funny in a different way.
Totally.
But I don't know. I just don't even put that movie in the same league.
Wow.
In the same league.
Wow. That's what you did there. Three. Very clever. Very clever.
But, I've quoted all three of those movies, I think, on the set list, but none more so than Bull Durham because.
So good.
Because this game's fun, blankety blanket, right?
Yeah.
Stop holding the ball so hard, it's an egg. Hold it like
Yeah, I know
egg.
You love that one.
Stop trying to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascists.
So you look up on IMDb or whatever it is, and you got, and they kind of agree with you. They say Field of Dreams number one. They went League of Their Own 2, Moneyball 3, Major League 4.
Moneyball
solid.
Okay. Yeah.
8 Men Out 5, The Natural 6, Bull Durham 7. They got that wrong.
Yeah.
Mr. Baseball 8, The Sandlot 9.
Okay.
Love Sandlot.
And then there's The Rookie 10. Number 11 is actually become one of my favorites that I want everybody to check out. It's called For Love of the Game.
For Love of the Game. Love that one,
great
too.
Great movie.
Is that the one that was filmed here?
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood?
No, that's another one. That's Trouble with the Curve.
Yeah, okay.
I'm an extra in the stadium scene.
There, the boy. See you there. Look at you.
They filmed a scene at Two Urban Licks, the restaurant that Christine used to manage. Timberlake goes to dinner with
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, is that her name?
I think so.
Oh, in the Trouble with the Curve.
Trouble with the Curve.
Yeah.
And then
your buddy's with the guy who played the ball player.
Yeah, Joe. Isn't Joe Massengill?
Yeah.
All of my quotes come from Major League, and I know this is disappointing, but one of my favorites is when Wesley Snipes gets cut in the beginning.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting cut already?
Uh-huh.
So good. Then he comes blazing around the corner.
Yeah.
So good. And
one of my favorites along the same lines is, they're kids. Scare them. And when in Bull Durham, when it's, you lollygag your way out of the dugout. You lollygag your way down to first base. What does that make them, Larry? Lollygaggers?
That's right.
So good.
Hey, a couple more that just before we move on here. 12, The Bad News Bears.
Oh my God. So what am I thinking with my, well, I stand by my top
also
three.
Also, 42, the Jackie 42. Robinson story.
Yeah, that's incredible.
This thing lists Major League 2 before any other movies.
Oh, so really Major League 2, okay. No, thank you.
You got a good movie in that 61. That was a good one.
Yeah. Maris Mantle. Yes, Maris Mickey Mantle.
Then you get into The Bad News Bears and some other things. Rookie of the Year. I think we're good. The Babe.
Angels in the
Outfield. I didn't like The Babe or Cobb.
No.
Fever Pitch if you're on a date. And explains
Boston.
It'll explain your baseball fandom.
Yeah.
In a lickety split right there, so.
I love it.
But anyway, yeah, I agree with you. I got to go with Bull Durham. I think it's fantastic. And you know, it's the Durham Bulls, which is a Braves affiliate.
Which, and you know that Brian Snitker managed that team. Wasn't he managing it when they filmed that movie?
Probably so. And Chipper came up there, and Ron Gant, Jeff Blauzer. A lot of guys.
Man, that's a throwback, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Blauzer's so good.
Well, man, thank you so much for coming up here. I think we ought to try to wrap it up because we've been talking for like 2 hours up here.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Oh, man,
yeah.
You're always welcome. You know that. And we're going to play one more. Why don't we work? Do you want to play Azalea first and then the live song?
I was thinking maybe Charlie could play us one live.
Okay.
And then we'll close the show with Azalea. It's a real, I think that's your new show closer right there, that Azalea, man. Well, wow.
Thank you very much. One of my favorite artists is a friend of yours, Levi Lowry.
We love Levi.
Such an awesome
big Braves fan.
And Levi and I wrote this song. It's on the new album. Levi would say that's in tune enough. It's called The Other Side of the Light.
Take a look out in the distance. See the fire light up tonight. Will it ever come this far, Mama? Oh, will we make it all right? The embers are rising. The ashes fall like rain. A blind
praying for daylight again. Can I take your hand? No, I won't let go. If the sky is falling and the mountains all shake, will you be my shelter till a new dawn breaks? You said I'll walk you through the shadows till we make it through the night. Don't worry about the darkness, it's just the other side of the light. As I look back in my memory, guess I made it through somehow. Stumbled through the valley, halfway up the mountain now. Another storm on the horizon, another axe about to fall. I can't go back the way I came, just forward through it all. Will I take your hand? You know I won't let go. If the sky is falling and the mountains all shake, will you be my shelter till a new dawn breaks? She said I'll walk you through the shadows till we make it through the night. Don't worry about the darkness, it's just the other side of the light. Can you open up your arms and cover one another? Can you shine and light the way for your sister and your brother? If the sky is falling and the mountains all shake, will you be my shelter till a new dawn breaks? She said, I'll walk you through the shadows till we make it through the night. Don't worry about the darkness, it's just the other side of the light. Oh.
Unreal, man. You just make it sound so easy, and I know it's not.
Thank you very much.
Incredible. Sounds incredible. Make sure you check out the website, blackberrysmoke.com, on social media. You can get Charlie CWG Star on Instagram. At Blackberry Smoke, across all the platforms. Be Right Here. The eighth album is available now. Make sure you listen to it. Is there a preferred method? I mean, do you want people to go to Apple? Do you, would you rather them buy the physical copy of the CD? What's the proper way these days?
Well, buying it, CD or vinyl, is the actual way that we make a living. But streaming is the, you know, that's the new normal.
But I'll tell you, go to the show, buy a ticket, go to the show, and then buy the record from the band. That's the best way to do it.
That's the best way to do
That's
it.
That's certainly the way to support them, truly support them.
Do you know how many streams equals one album sold? 1,100. Yeah. 1,100 streams of a song.
That sounds like the lawyers and accountants got together to figure that one out.
It does, and it doesn't matter which song on an album. It could be one, you know, instead of the old. We continue to cling to the idea of an album. It's got to be, you know, 10 good songs, not one good song and 9 okay ones. You strive for 10 good songs or 12 good songs, whatever. That's debatable, I guess, but 1,100, there you go.
That's a big old
so
number.
So stream that song right there 1,100 times, and you will have bought one of our albums.
Thank you.
Or just go enjoy a night of Blackberry Smoke on the tour. Go to blackberrysmoke.com, find all the tour dates, get to two or three of the closest ones, and buy the record. Maybe buy 5 or 6 copies to give to your friends. Turn them on at Christmas or something like that.
Got a big show, though, coming up at the Fox Theater, April 28th. Indigo Girls, Charlie Starr, Benji Shanks, hosted by Kevin Kenney. 34th year that he's done this. Doors at 6:30, show at 7:30. Get the tickets at foxtheater.org. Foxtheater.org.
It's going to be a great show, huh, Charlie?
It will. It'll be special.
And so we're going to close it out here with Azalea, track 5 on Be Right Here. A couple things I just wanted to say about this and see what you think, Charlie. First of all, I think this is a new Southern classic. I mean, it's just an amazing song.
Well, the title alone.
I mean, it's just beautiful.
There's nothing more I think of when I hear, like, the South is an Azalea. I mean, that's like Augusta, Masters,
that's
you know?
Right. Yeah. I wrote that song with my good friend Travis Meadows. I've written lots of songs with him over the years and some of Blackberry Smoke favorites, you know. And And we write over the phone, which is, we don't even get on a Zoom call or FaceTime. We write lyrics. And I had this piece of music, and I had him in mind. I said, I think Travis and I should write this, you know. And this is just kind of a look behind the curtain, but I didn't have any, it was brand new idea. Didn't have any, not even one word idea yet. Not even an idea for a title, not one single word. And I said, Travis, listen to this. And I called, and he answered the phone. I played this little thing. I said, and I was singing the melody to it. And I was, you know, like that. And I said, what do you think about this, you know? He said, are you saying anything right there? I said, not yet, you know. That usually how it is, you'll mush mouth.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, sure.
He said, I thought you said Vidalia. I said, no, I didn't. He goes, because I was going to say a song about an onion would not be very sexy.
That's right.
And I said, but it dawned on me right then. I said, oh, it does sound, like I said, alia at the end of this mush mouth. And I said, well, what about azalea?
Which is beautiful.
And that's how we started the idea of azalea was that. But
that's awesome.
It could have been Vidalia. It wouldn't have been nearly as pretty, I think.
There's a country singer named Sammy Kershaw in the middle of the night. Do you remember Vidalia?
Vidalia, yeah, that's right.
Always got to make me cry.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's a great hook.
And you're making me think of a hilarious time we went down to Vidalia for the Onion Fest.
Yes.
And we took a band photo with the Onion mascot.
Yes, right. The Yumion.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Britt was just laughing so much about it. And I've got that picture somewhere. I'll put it up online. It's great. But the line I love in the song is home will always be right here. And it's one of those records where I'm looking at the track listing and I was like, well, they don't have a title track. It's one of those records that's got a title mm-hmm. that's not a song. Yeah. And then about the third listen, I was like, oh.
There it is.
There it
home
is,
will
yeah.
always be right here.
It's
who
like
are you talking to there? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to, well, we're talking to our child in that song. It's both of us, Travis and I, talking about being a father. And this child is a daughter in the song. And I think it's a little broader stroke than that, meaning home will always be right here, and I'm patting my chest because it's in your heart.
Yeah.
So no matter where you go, just be true to yourself, and that's home.
Love that.
I mean, a lot of these songs on the record, as I listened to it after Britt had passed away, the meanings intensified.
Yeah.
And I think that this is one of them
mm-hmm.
as well, and I wondered if, did you have Britt in mind a lot when you were writing some of this, or
no.
does it sort of just happen that way?
It's a happy accident. It's a happy coincidence, because he wasn't sick when these songs were written, so now when we recorded it, he had had a heart attack, remember?
Yeah.
He didn't have the cancer diagnosis as of yet at that point, but I think the heart attack caused the sessions for this record to be a little more precious, and it might have had a lot to do with the song choices, because I always write more than we use, and maybe it had his mortality at that point, or the idea of it had something to do with what songs got chosen. So maybe it did have something to do with it, but
so fascinating, because I mean, y'all talk about it like this is because this is what you do, man. You know, touring artist, touring manager. And I'm just the guy that kind of sits off to the side and just takes it in and blown away.
Well,
by
you're
it.
The guy who plays it on the radio. We need you too, buddy. You need to have Charlie on the Georgia Country
Absolutely.
Sunday Night Show on 101.5.
Without a doubt, because when I think Georgia Country and these days, Southern Rock, Country, Americana, it's all such a blend. And it probably always has been. But right now, I think country music is ripe for new blood and mm-hmm. songs that mean something and not just pop produced, which is what it's been for the last about 15 years or so. So can't wait to do that. It's gonna be good, and I'll snap a picture of it and send it to y'all.
There we go. Right. Well, let's play this one for Britt Turner, Azalea, track 5 on Be Right Here. I'm going to close the show out with it. And when you're listening to it, please drop a little prayer for Shannon and Lana Turner.
There you go. This is the Braves Country Podcast. Y'all come back now. You're here.
Tell you what you need to know. California. Getting by it don't mean getting strong. Coming back don't mean you're leaving here was wrong. Sorry ain't the same as moving on. Even when you pray, you don't always get your way.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.